Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Matthew 6 and 25. Good to have each and every one of you in the house of the Lord with us this morning. Amen. I want to read from my handy-dandy reader here that helps me to see. Amen. I can sometimes do pretty good. Sometimes my letters want to jump around. Amen. Verse 25. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Hallelujah. Here in this passage of Scripture, amen, I want to take my text primarily out of that 33rd verse. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things shall be added unto you. Amen. Why is that verse, Brother Joe? Because that's a covenant. That is a covenant. Amen. God said, if you'll seek my kingdom first, you won't have to worry about all the rest. In this passage of Scripture, we see that God establishes by the Word of God, Jesus Himself speaking, amen, that God knows what we have need of. Amen. Maybe not so much what we have want of, but what we have need of. Amen. Nowhere in that Scriptures did God say He would satisfy all of our wants. Amen. I think a lot of times we need to get the wants fixed. Amen. I believe Tisha sings that song. And, amen. My wants been changed. Amen. What I used to want, amen, I don't want so much anymore. I want something different. Amen. Hallelujah. I want what God wants. I love what God loves and hate what God hates. Amen. So in this passage, amen, Scripture, Jesus is setting forth, amen, another covenant system. Amen. He's telling His disciples, take no thought for your life. Amen. If we read a little further in the Scriptures, we find that Jesus said, he that seeketh to save his life shall lose it, but he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it unto everlasting life. Amen. I don't know about you, but I think that's the grand deal. Amen. Hallelujah. Who shall lose it for my sake? Amen. And I believe the missionary to the Ecuadorian Indian said, he is no fool who giveth that which he cannot keep, for that which he cannot lose. Amen. My. Oh, thank God. Yes, amen. You mean, Brother Joe, you believe in eternal security? I believe in conditional eternal security. I do. Not unconditional, but conditional. Amen. If I'll give God what I cannot keep, amen, and commit it unto him, amen, then I'm telling you unconditionally, amen, or conditionally, by that condition that God will keep us and he will keep his word. Amen. So I know something else about God. Amen. He cannot fail. Amen. He will not lie. Amen. Glory to God. He will not deceive us. He will not lead us astray. Amen. He will not leave us. Amen. Hanging out to dry. Come on, my brother Joe. Amen. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I will go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And Solomon said, he that would have friends, let him show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Amen. I'm telling you, ain't nobody like Jesus. Jesus said, I'll go with you all the way. Lord. Amen. And I know that confused some of his disciples. Amen. But I'm telling you, he will roll us over the tide. Amen. He will carry us across Chile Jordan if we'll walk with him. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Now that says, if we will walk with him. Amen. Why? Here he says, take a little look, and Jesus gives us some examples. Amen. He said, look at take a look at them birds. Amen. They don't sow. Amen. They don't reap. And they don't gather into barns. Amen. But God feeds them. Amen. Hallelujah. God takes care of them. Amen. My. And he said, are you not much better than they? Amen. Jesus said, another place. Amen. Are you not worth more than many sparrows? Amen. Glory to God. But there's not a sparrow that falleth to the ground that your heavenly Father does not know about. Amen. One preacher said that every time one falls to the ground, God conducts a funeral. Amen. Oh, and God said, you much greater and much better than those sparrows. Amen. I know the world's mixed up and going crazy, and they try to act like that. Amen. The birds and the beasts are more important than the human beings. Amen. Don't believe it. Just read the news and take a look. Amen. Everything that they profess has turned right backwards to what God said. Amen. But thank God I'm still concerned about what God said. Amen. Jesus said, I say unto you, take a look. If you don't think it, take a look at that lily. Amen. It comes up where it grows. Amen. And he said, it can't plant anything. It can't toil. It can't spin. It can't make no clothes. Yet Solomon, even Solomon in all of his splendor, was not arrayed like one of them. I can tell you, I've seen some people have on some pretty fancy dress. Amen. But they didn't look nothing like that beautiful lily. Amen. That's a growing. My mom loved flowers. I remember we carried her to Busch Gardens. Amen. And I think she run out of memory. Amen. On her camera, because every time we lost mom, amen, we go look around in the flower gardens, and there she was. Well, she was snapping pictures of them gardens. She loved flowers. If anything could ever believe about looking at nature convinces anybody of God, them beautiful flowers just about have to convince you. Amen. Now, I can tell you, a man in all of his little trickery and all of his little learning, amen, he can't seem to make anything like that. Amen. But I'm telling you, God, not only does God, amen, glorify himself in the terrestrial and the plants, when you look up in that sky, I ride to work some mornings when I look over in that eastern sky, some of those clouds look like somebody with a big paintbrush has been at work. Amen. I'm telling you, the greatest of men and all they could do couldn't begin to even touch that. Amen. With the splendors of the world, the creation that God has shows us that God, amen, is a great God. Yet out of all of those things, amen, God said he knows how the numbers of the hairs that are on our head. Amen. Glory to God. And when one of them falls out, God subtracts that number out of the list. Amen. And of course, there have been quite a few taken out of my list. But, amen, now God knows more about us than we know about ourselves. Amen. My. And yet, the most marvelous thing that Brother Joe can consider is that God still loves us after he knows all that. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm going to look there at a covenant system with God. Three men in that Old Testament, amen, that covenanted with God. Amen. And I'm going to look at first the oldest book in your Bible. Amen. What most scholars believe to be the oldest book in the Bible is a book called Job. Amen. A man who lived before the flood. Amen. So they don't know who the author is, but somehow or another, amen, Job, his biography of his walking with God and dealings with God, amen, were transferred through the flood. Amen. And made it to this side. Amen. God knows who all, who all done that. I don't have to worry about that. All I know is it's the Word of God. Amen. And so Job here had a covenant with God. Job 23 and 10, amen, says, but he knows the way that I take. Amen. God knows. Job is saying right in this, when not in times that are good, he's writing it when he's in the midst of being tried. Amen. I'm telling you, he's in the midst of a very stiff, hard trial. He knows the way that I take. Amen. And when he has tried me, when he has tried me, and believe you me, he is trying Job. Amen. Because the devil has come along and said, if you will take away his wealth, he'll curse you to your face. Amen. And when Job didn't fall for that one, amen, he said, I tell you what, you let me afflict his body and he will curse you. Amen. But Job, amen, maintained his integrity. Amen. His love for God and his affection for God did not change, although his conditions changed, his environment changed, his wealth changed, but Job didn't change his attitude toward God. Amen. Matter of fact, I think it just got closer to God. Amen. Because Job realized that the only thing, amen, that's going to get Job, amen, out of this trial is holding on to the one that has been faithful to him all along. Amen. Hallelujah. So Job said, when I am tried, I shall come forth as gold. Amen. My foot hath held his steps. His way have I kept and not declined. Amen. Job said, all this trouble, amen, and all these trials ain't going to move me to the left or the right. Amen. I'm going to keep walking in the footsteps. Amen. And the guidance that he has set before me, I'm not going to turn out of the way. I'm not going to hear somebody's prayer. Well, the prophesying over here. Amen. That there's a better way. There's an easier way. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you, they've been doing that for years. Amen. But Job said, I'm going to hold on. Amen. I have not declined. I have not reneged on doing what God said. I've kept that confidence in Him. Amen. Brother Paul said many years later, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Amen. Glory. There's a big word. Amen. We got very few persuaded people today professing Christ. I'm talking about persuaded. They are whole hog convinced. Amen. I can tell you the world can shake what it wants to in front of them, can threaten them with whatever they may drag up. Amen. But they're going to hold their integrity. Amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, I thank God for people that hold on to God. Amen. That keep the covenant. Amen. I want to look at Joseph down the road, but not just in a moment. Let me look at what he said. Amen. Therefore, no thought. Listen, what he got? I want to read what he said. Neither have I gone back from the commandment of his lips. I haven't, amen, thrown away what God said. I haven't turned around and went the other way, trying some newfangled thing. Amen. I have esteemed the words of his mouth more than my necessary food. Amen. In other words, I've considered what he said to be more important than what sustains the natural body. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Because I want to tell you, real life is not in the natural body. It's in the spirit. Amen. Glory to God. And Job knew, amen, that God was a faithful God. Amen. He held on. Amen. Job kept the covenant. Amen. He did not turn away from that covenant. Amen. And why? But what's so wonderful about that, Brother Joe? Read the latter, amen, end of that book. It says the latter end of Job is greater than the former end. Amen. My. Folks will hold on. Amen. And keep the covenant. We got folks today who want to sell out that covenant. Amen. They want to find some newfangled way of doing things. Come on with me. Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to hold on. Amen. I'm going to keep the faith. Amen. I'm going to fight the good fight. Amen. Glory to God. Lay hold to eternal life. Amen. Oh, I'm about to build that preaching here. Job, yes. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm sure the devil tempted him. I'm sure he sawed at him. Amen. I'm sure he got on both shoulders. Amen. Whenever he could and said, look here, if God loved you, amen, you wouldn't be having to put up with this mess. Amen. If God cared about you, He wouldn't let you be drugged through the mud like you've been doing. Amen. If God loved you, He wouldn't allow your youngins to have been destroyed. If God loved you, amen, He wouldn't allow the devil to destroy all your camels and all of your animals. If God loved you, amen, He wouldn't allow you to have been smoked with balls. He come too late to Brother Job. Job knew God loved him. Amen. By the way, that wasn't God's plan that was going on. It was the devil's rig. Amen. You see, Job had enough insight to know that, amen, that God loved him, but he knew the devil didn't. Amen. A lot of folks' problem is they get to listen to that lying devil who claims he cares about them and loves them. Amen. And all the while, he is planning their destruction. Amen. They forgot the words of Jesus in John chapter 10. Amen. When Jesus came and said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Amen. Listen, that devil is as sly. He hasn't changed his modus operandi. He's still doing it the same way today. He came to Eve in that garden long before Job has been tempted. Amen. And he said, yea, hath God said. He opens up his statement with a question. Amen. Hath God said, God really mean what He said when He said you can eat of every tree of this garden? Amen. But that tree that sits in the midst of that garden, the knowledge of good and evil, you at day and hour that you eat that, thou shalt surely die. Amen. Did God really mean that? Amen. We got folks that have been questioning God's Word for ages. Amen. They've been writing them new versions. Amen. Trying to get around what God said. Amen. They can write all the versions they want. They can write 10 million more. Amen. But when the dust settles, amen, it's the Word of God that God has ordained that is going to be their judge. Amen. Jesus said you have something that will judge you. Even the why words is going to judge you. Amen. So, oh yes, amen. The devil comes and said, oh, I care about you. Amen. Jesus, when he's tempted 40 days and 40 nights, he's been without food. Amen. That's the devil comes and said, if thou be the Son of God, just turn them stones into bread. I'm concerned about your hunger. No, he ain't. Amen. He's trying to get Jesus to, amen, to turn on the Father. He ain't going to do that. Amen. You could just turn them stones into bread. And Jesus said back to him, it is written. It's established. It's the Word. The Word is speaking back to the devil. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. Oh, that bread right there, woman. Amen. Jesus told him, amen. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that's, amen, that's supposed to come out of the mouth of God. Come on. Amen. Them old Hebrews, they said unto him, Moses gave our fathers bread in the wilderness. And Jesus corrected them and said, Moses didn't give your fathers that bread, but my Father gave your fathers that bread. Amen. And they ate it. And they are dead. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. That natural bread, that manna from heaven, they ate, but they died. Why? Amen. They didn't listen to, amen, to what God said about the real bread. And Jesus said, if you will hear it, I am the true bread that has come down from heaven. He that eateth my body and drinketh my blood, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And behold, he shall never die. Amen. He's noticed he said that eateth my bread and drinketh my blood. Didn't say that used to eat and used to drink. Amen. Come on. But still do. Amen. That's the perfect present tense participle. Amen. I can tell you can backslide away from God. Job said, I ain't backsliding. Amen. I esteem his word more. Amen. And Job went on and said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. My. Oh, that's some powerful words right there, my friend. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Amen. And God said to me many years ago, amen, concerning that trust factor. Amen. I was pondering some things, and God said, if you can't trust me, you mind telling me who you can trust? Oh, look here. Amen, Lord. I had to say the words that old Peter said, Lord, who else could we go? You, the only one, got the words of eternal life. Ain't nobody else got it. Woo, hallelujah. But I'm telling you, God's got it. Amen. And God says you can have it. You can come by without money and without price. Amen. You can have a part in this glorious covenant. You can walk with me. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll keep my word and I'll help you keep yours. Amen. I'll walk with you. I'll strengthen you. I'll take care of you. I'll warn you. Woo, look at all that God has. Christ has made unto us wisdom. Amen. And knowledge, salvation, sanctification. All of those things. Amen. Yet, listen. Amen. We got these folks. Amen. Now listen, man couldn't live in that garden with one commandment. One commandment. Stay away from that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. My. Amen. And yet, amen, them Pharisees thought that they could keep a few commandments and they was holy. When man in that garden couldn't keep one, neither could they. Come on, Brother Joel. But yet, Brother Paul comes along and says, this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, pressing forward to those things that lie before me, I press for the mark of the prize of the high calling of God that is in Christ Jesus. One thing, what Adam couldn't do, amen, wouldn't do, what Eve couldn't do, Paul said, I can do it through Christ. Woo! Amen, I can keep that commandment. I can love God. Amen. So Job said, amen, listen, so the Lord, in verse chapter 42 of Job, verse number 12, so the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning, for he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, and 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 she asses. He had also 7 sons and 3 daughters. So how was Job greater than the former? Says the same number. Amen. Because Job done had 10 youngins already in heaven. And he had 10 in the earth. Ah, he got double. Woo! Amen. Yeah, they just as alive as the ones on earth are. Amen. Them folks are sleeping in Christ out there, they ain't dead. They lied. I just quoted you the scripture where Jesus said, he that believeth me, though he were dead, yet shall he live, and behold, he shall never die. My. Amen. Thank God for that eternal life. Amen. Yeah, that body goes back to the grave, the ground which it came from. But that spirit, that soul goes back to God that gave it. Man's life is not in his body, it's in his spirit. Amen. And one day, God's going to step out of the portals of glory, Jesus is, when at that last trump, with a shout of the archangel, my God, he's going to holler, come on with Brother Joe, amen, and he's going to fix what's left of that body. He's going to bring that full covenant into fruition. Amen, I know I got ahead of myself. I've probably supposed to been the closing lines, but that's all right. Listen, amen, after Job, we find a man named Enoch. Enoch is the son of Methuselah. Amen. Woo, Enoch, Methuselah, we all know, lived 969 years. That's a long time to live, Brother Tony. I can't hardly imagine living that long. But Methuselah, name meant the deluge will come. He is a living, walking, breathing, amen, sign that says the flood's coming. Amen. His son, Enoch, is the daysman. Amen. 365 years. Amen. He lived. Amen. And the Bible said he did not die. Amen. But he was raptured to be with God. Amen. That's why Brother Joe believes that Enoch is coming back at a time appointed. Amen. And another fellow that was also raptured in that Old Testament named Elijah is also coming back. Brother Joe believes at a time appointed. The two witnesses that are going to show up in, amen, modern day Israel, amen, and going to preach. Amen. My. Amen. They're going to glorify Christ. Amen. And the whole world's going to see them, and they're going to slay them. Amen. Going to kill them. Amen. They're going to lay in that street for 3.5 days. Amen, Brother Tony. But on that 3.5 days in, amen, something is going to happen. Amen. Them two men that they have killed are going to rise up. Ah! Woo! Come on with Brother Joe. I'm not going to tell you, I can almost feel the hair standing up on the back of the neck of folks that are standing there looking. Amen. God is going to show them, amen, who is who. Oh, hallelujah. So Enoch, amen, Hebrews said by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death. And was not found because God had translated him. Boy, before his translation, he had this testimony that he kept the covenant, that he pleased God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, man, you mean the covenant is important, Brother Joe? I believe that, amen, the covenant is important. Amen, them folks that don't, I got fear in my heart for them because they are headed to the wrong eternity. Amen. This once saved, always saved. Amen. Unconditional eternal. Amen. I'm telling you, somewhere along the line, something is terribly wrong with that business. Amen. He didn't walk with God. He had a testimony that he pleased God. He didn't have a testimony that he pleased him. Amen. For a little while. Amen. And then backslid, but God took him on to heaven. I've heard them people say, well, God, I carry you on to heaven to get you out of earth because you're giving him a bad name. Somebody better read the book again. Come on with Brother Joe. No, amen, I can tell you what, if you're giving God a bad name, He'll send conviction to you. Amen, He'll remind you of the covenant. Amen, remember, amen, from whence thou art fallen. Remember, amen, my. Remember, hey Israel, God said in Jeremiah chapter 2, I remember the love of thine espouses. I remember when we had a good covenant agreement and when you walked in it. I remember how wonderful it was. I remember how precious it was. But somehow or another you have forgotten. And you have forsaken the covenant. Amen. Come on. Man ain't going to be restored to God till he gets that covenant restored, Brother Tony. Amen. Oh, no. Amen. How you restore the covenant, Brother Joe? Amen. Thank God there was something called conviction. And thank God for something called repentance. Amen. If it wasn't for those, the covenant could never be restored. Amen. David said, purge me with hyssop in the 51st Psalms. Amen. Wash me. Amen. And I shall be clean. Restore me a right spirit. Give me a new heart. Amen. Glory to God. Oh, fix what's wrong with me, Lord. Amen. I confess that I've sinned. Amen. Glory to God. And it comes down to God to fix it. Amen. But until man, amen, comes back in confession and repentance, the covenant cannot be restored. But glory to God, I thank God that He said He's married to the backslider. Amen. That doesn't mean that that backslider is going to heaven. It simply means that God's got a commitment, amen, to that person. What's He going to do? He's going to go after them. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He sent, amen, that one prophet back down into the city to get his wife who had become a harlot. And he married her again. What was he doing that to the prophet for, Brother Joe? Showing, amen, that Jesus is willing to forgive. Amen. To wipe the book clean. My. So if man goes to hell, he stepped over all of that business right there. After all that God could do, possibly could ever do, amen, going way beyond the point of, amen, of what should be considered just. God goes way beyond. Justice will not deliver us. Mercy, amen, must be had. Jesus said, mercy rejoices against judgment. My. He didn't say mercy grumbles against judgment, did he, Brother Tony? He said it rejoices against judgment. My. Amen. I will forgive. Live and let live. Amen. My. Thank God. Jesus said, I'm ready to forgive. I'm ready to wipe the slate clean.
We hope that you've enjoyed today's message. If you would like a copy of today's message, you can reach us at pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. That's pastor@whitfieldpfc.org. We'd be glad to tell you how that you can receive copies of the message, the original message. Please let us know by the broadcast date. We hope that we have touched your heart with the gospel, and may God bless you is our prayer.